It's 5 minutes past 11, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren. And it's a packed show this morning, and we'll just jump right into our next guests who are here in the studio with us as well. And we have Minise Aberdeen and Quinn Harwood from Headspace. And just to really take us straight into it, because I know you're well prepared, Minise, hopefully I said your name right as well.
You did pretty well, thank you.
Can you tell us all about Headspace?
Sure. Hi, Darren. Thank you for inviting us to your program and giving us the chance to discuss about a very important topic, which is mental health. I'm Minise, so my pronouns, she and her, and I work as a community development coordinator for early psychosis team in Headspace Parramatta Mission. So it's our auspicing body. We cover Parramatta, Mount Druitt, Penrith, and recently our satellite site is Katoomba. So we're covering that site as well. So mental health is no different from physical health, and it's equally important. And more than 75% of mental health issues develop before a person turns 25. So the purpose of today's discussion is to raise awareness and encourage people to seek support.
And we also have Quinn here in the studio with us. Good morning, Quinn.
Good morning. So my name's Quinn. My pronouns are they, them, and I'm part of the Youth Advisory Committee, which is also YAC for short. We cover Penrith, Mount Druitt and Parramatta.
Minise, can you please introduce us more to Headspace and what it's all about?
Yeah, sure. Headspace is a national mental health support service that provides services to young people of 12 to 25 years of age. We embrace diversity and welcome all people irrespective of their ethnicity, their faith, sexual orientation and gender identity. We have around 38 centres across New South Wales alone. It is a nationwide service. We focus on early intervention, and we work with young people to provide support at a very crucial time in their lives to help them get back on track and strengthen their ability to manage their mental health in the future.
Quinn, do you have something to add to that great introduction there from Minise?
Yeah, I guess Headspace really tries to creatively engage with young people, because we believe that no two young people are the same, and neither are their experiences or circumstances. So yeah, we try to provide services based on the individual need and requirements of a person. I'd also like to emphasize that you don't need a referral to access Headspace. You can just walk in and they'll help you with that.
Menzi, what services do you offer? It's an amazing organisation.
Thank you. We mainly offer mental health support, as you know, but we also provide work and study support and alcohol and drug support. We do a bit of physical health support as well. So basically, we have a holistic approach to mental health service delivery. Our services ensure that we meet the evolving and unique need of young people and those who support them. And therefore, young people are at the centre of everything that we do, and they play an active role in designing and developing and evaluating our program. So it's important. So it's not just for the young person, it's also for their friends and family. We consult with them to make sure that the services that we're delivering are according to their needs.
It truly is amazing, and just I'm speechless because of the great things you do. We all, of course, know about COVID. It's had a big impact, particularly on young people and mental health. Quinny, what's happening in that space?
Yeah, as a young person, I can tell you that there's definitely been a massive impact on young people. Even for an introvert like me, someone who doesn't like to leave the house much, I found myself much more lonelier and feeling very isolated, and also very disheartened because I couldn't see my family over in Western Australia for a while because of the border control and things like that. Mm-hmm. I still haven't been able to see them, and it's been really difficult. So I know for sure that there are other young people in the community that have either gone through something similar or, you know, mm-hmm. the exact same thing even. Not being able to go to events or even just go out with friends and live life freely as a young person really takes its toll. And I think that for some people, there's been a sort of delayed reaction on how it's affected their mental health. You know, for a while, you just sort of deal with it, and now it sort of catches up on you a bit.
So, Minise, do you have any thoughts to add to this important topic of COVID-19 and mental health?
Yeah, I agree with Quinn. It has been difficult, to say the least, and also judging by the spike in numbers of referrals in Headspace, we know that COVID has affected young people's mental health quite significantly. According to Origin, the National Centre of Excellence in Young Mental Health, the numbers will continue to rise till 2024, actually, and then they might start to drop a little, but as you can see, like it's going to rise, and it's going to get worse. So we are seeing an increase in demand across the whole sector for mental health in Western Sydney, and there's another very serious concern that we'd like to talk about, and a bit of a warning for your listeners who may find the next topic a little bit distressing. We have been informed by our local schools and TAFEs that we visit. They usually request us to discuss certain topics that are for their students, and they have informed us that there's been recent cases of attempted suicide in schools and TAFEs. And so, yeah, we've been asked to go and do talks on suicide prevention. We are aware that suicide is a very highly emotive issue in the community, and we need to discuss it to understand it and help people. If we don't acknowledge the problem and brush it under the carpet, the problem remains unaddressed. So it's important.
And you've got some important notes here, and I'm happy to say it, that to our listeners, those listening, if you need support, call Suicide Callback Service. That's 1300 659 467. That number again, 1300 659 467. It's a nationwide service that provides professional 24/7 telephone and online counselling to people who are affected by suicide. If someone's life is in danger or there is immediate risk of harm, you can also please call emergency services on 000. And Minise, why is that so important? And this spike in mental health issues, how can we conquer it?
Well, the main reason for increase in demand for mental health support has been COVID-19. And we know that because initially there was a bit of fear of uncertainty, increased amount of stress, and maybe because of financial strains, social isolation, and worries about what the virus was and how it affects us individually. But now people are kind of trying to adjust and adapt to a new sense of normality, so to speak. And as some people feel isolated and they have been under a lot of stress for some time now, they're more inclined to seek help. And the amount of young people that we are servicing each quarter has increased, and our appointment levels, they have gone up compared to what it normally used to be before COVID. So, yeah.
You're on the Live 90.5 Spotlight, and we're speaking with Minise Abedin and Quinn Harwood from Headspace, talking about the very important topic of mental health generally, but also more importantly, during COVID-19.
Alive 90.5.
It's 19 minutes past 11 on a Live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
We're really delighted to have two wonderful people in the studios, Darren, who really are real exemplars of trying to help people who are going through a rough trot and going through a time where they really need help. And Headspace is a fantastic organisation that does that. Minise, tell us about what the government does to support this sector. It's really important.
Western Sydney is the third largest economy in Australia after Melbourne and Sydney. In addition, it has got several pockets of areas that are struggling socioeconomically. So social determinants of health can also be linked to increase in demands. The government is spending money in mental health, which is necessary, and it needs to continue. Although our stats suggest that there has been a slight decline in peak now that the dust is settling, so to speak, but it's still higher compared to the past years. So this is an ongoing need. So therefore the funding needs to reflect the needs of the community. So as the demand within the sector will continue to rise, we will need funding to meet the demands of the growing population. The mental health services in the region would need to kind of come up with a more coordinated approach to service delivery, and the change for the needs to come from the government. And we're getting the support. However, we need more support to meet the growing demands, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Thank you, Mandy. Queenie, your thoughts?
Yeah, as Manise said, the sector definitely needs the commitment to increase its resources. The community, I would encourage the community to write to local MPs and highlight that not just young people, but the community in general are really suffering and need more support than services can provide with the funding that they're given. Personally, I had to wait 6 months before I was able to get help from the service that I sought out, and it was by no means their fault. It was just the waiting list for that particular service was just so high. The influx of young people was just through the roof. They didn't have the budget to access more services, more resources, like more staff, just for example. I know of some friends of mine who had to be turned away from different services just because that service didn't have the capacity to tend to that person's needs. And I mean, when you're doing really poorly, the last thing you want to hear from a service is that your situation's too much or too difficult for the service to handle. Definitely the sector needs more money, and it needs to come from a government level, as Manise said. A government commitment to improving the mental health of not just young people, but the whole community as well.
Yeah, I mean, we do understand that one should not have to pursue multiple services. Mm-hmm. And the system is not perfect. We're not saying, you know, the system is perfect. We could do better. As service providers, we wish to provide the support to the community, and we are committed to do so. But mental health sector will need more assistance from the government, considering the current scenarios. And this is an ongoing issue across all mental health services. So I'm not just speaking about Headspace, I'm talking about the whole sector in general. And not just funding, we need a stronger, like I mentioned before, more coordinated approach to mental health service delivery in the region. And the population in Western Sydney is considerably high and expected to rise in the next few years as well. So I guess we need services to assist them and meet the demands, I guess.
Amazing, really amazing. I'm just so enheartened by what you do, and Darren and I are just very appreciative you're here. Let's turn to the community. How can they address and help support this initiative and work of yours, please?
As Quinn was also mentioning before, we encourage the community members to write to their local MPs to address gaps in services. The voice of the community is very powerful. So we urge the community to take the initiative to talk to their local government, be aware of the support services in the community, and then address the gaps. I mean, they need to seek the necessary help and spread the awareness. So in order to do that, they would need to, I guess, seek the support themselves, get to know what sort of services that are out there to help them, and then identify the gaps and let their local government know what the gaps are.
That's very good. Queenie, your thoughts too in relation to that, the community?
Yeah, I guess from a young person's perspective, there are different committees you can become a part of so that you can make sure that your voice is heard. So Headspace has the Youth Advisory Committee, which I'm part of. We're currently recruiting for new members for Mount Druitt, Parramatta and Penrith. So, yeah, that's exciting.
Let's not just brush over that. I'd like to come back to that because, that's very important in the sense that our listeners, there may be people out there around the area. You're looking for people with experience in a whole range of things to help you in Mount Druitt, Parramatta and Penrith, who can help make a difference and so on. That's fantastic. We'll try and push that as well, Darren, because that's very, very important. With regards to that.
Indeed, the Youth Advisory Committee. Quinn, can you tell us a bit more about that as well?
Yeah, so the Headspace Yak is what we usually say.
Yak, sorry, Yak.
Yeah, it's easier. Youth Advisory Committee
Got
every
it.
Time.
Yak.
The Yak is made up of about 20 or so young people. We're all aged between 12 and 25 from a huge range of different backgrounds, different experiences, different. Everyone's at a different point in their youth, I guess. You know, you've got some high school students, some uni, some people getting jobs, you know, big range. Yeah, so at the Yak, we do a lot of different things, from telling Headspace what they can do better. It's not that they're bad. They just, you know, everyone can do better, you know. So having that youth perspective of, you know, the main area is a bit boring. It could look better, or, you know, these posters could be a little more, like, less wordy, because sometimes you see posters and it's just covered in words and it's like no one's going to take the time to stand and read that.
And you know what, one thing I love about young people? They're honest.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, they shoot
straight
between
fault.
The eyes.
Yeah.
And not in a rude way,
no,
but
yeah.
That's what you need.
Yep.
You're dealing with people's lives.
Yeah,
truly amazing.
Yeah, if I may add to that just quickly, my role is as a community development coordinator. We're constantly developing new materials to go to schools and doing presentations and coming up with brochures and information sheets and flyers and so on. And we always take them to our YAC, Youth Advisory Committee, and they literally go through every single word, very committed, very committed. And if they say no, we scrap the whole thing, start from scratch. So what they say is very important, and we take it very seriously.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons for your success. I know we've got a couple of questions we want to go on, but what I'm saying is it's what's called iterative. It comes out of the experiences, the lived experiences of people's lives, rather than, I'll say it, old fuddy-duddies who put lovely big words there that may seem nice.
Yes.
It's about that. And I don't mean that rude to old people. I'm one of them, but I'm just saying about being relevant.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Talking about a big topic about distress, COVID, but it's just not COVID. In the break, we're talking about things like Christmas, Easter, holidays, any holidays for people as well. What can be done in those sort of times of distress?
Yeah, that's a very good question. If you need help, please contact Headspace. You can contact us by calling us, chat to us online, or you can walk directly in one of our centres, use our Headspace website for various mental health related topics. The information that's available on our website is not just for young people, it's also for parents, caregivers, schools, and also other service providers to access the fact sheets on various mental health related topics. So they're quite valuable. I urge your listeners to go in and have a look. There's loads of information out there. And also, we would like to say that if we are not able to provide the support that you need, if we're not the right service for you, we will make contact with other service providers or refer you to other services that are more suitable to you. I guess the important thing is that the callers who are listening, it's important to seek help, and that's what we're trying to encourage. And if the information or the referral that Headspace provided did not address your needs, please let us know, because we are looking for feedback to continuously improve our services to better support you. And we'd like to hear from you.
And Quinn, your thoughts?
There's a lot that can be done when you're in that moment. It can feel very helpless, I think, sometimes, and it can be very tricky and disheartening as well at a lot of points, but I think it's important to really not lose hope, even though sometimes it can feel really, really hopeless and things can feel like nothing's going right for you and things like that. But there are many services out there for you, even if they themselves can't help you. Like many, as I said, people can refer you to other services that will be able to help you better. It can be really scary reaching out for help and even opening up to friends or family, but if you have people that you trust that you feel like you can do that, definitely recommend doing that, because chances are they're in a similar situation or they've been in a similar situation before. So, in addition, Headspace group chats hosts a range of discussions for young people as well as you can go on the website and they have forums and stuff you can be a part of as well.
Before I go back to Minise, just a question for you, Quinn. Are you part of a YAC?
Yeah, I'm a yak. Well, yes, I am a yak.
You're a yak. Yes. You say you are a yak?
Yes.
Excellent. I love it.
A yak member.
Nice yak.
Yeah, a nice yak. We're all nice yaks. Maniza, back to you, though. Yeah. The important things about how people can get help if they need help. There's Headspace, but there's also other important services everyone should know about.
Absolutely. And I like to take the opportunity to mention a few. So if you need to speak to someone, please call Lifeline on 13 11 14. There's also Kids Helpline. The number is 1-800-55-1800. But if it's an immediate support that you're looking for, if it's urgent, please call 000, like we mentioned before. You can also get help in person at a Headspace Centre, that's located near you. So if you go into your Headspace website, it gives you an opportunity to look for your nearest Headspace center, which then has individual contact details to ring people. But I'll just mention the Headspace Parramatta number, which is 1-300-737-617. And there are many other organisations as well to help you, like Beyond Blue, Like Mind, Mental Health Access Number, 1-800-RESPECT, the Men's Helpline, and yeah, so there's loads of services out there. I guess in the end, we would also like to say to your listeners to keep trying, persevere, because we care for your well-being and we'll do our best to assist you within our capacity, and continue to seek support and get to know your local services and what they can do for you. This is an important issue that we all need to work together to tackle head on.
You're on a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren, and we've been speaking with Minize and Quinn from Headspace on the important topic of mental illness and things that you can do. Thank you for joining us in the studio.
We thoroughly enjoyed
having you in here talking everything that is an important topic, having a bit of fun about yak, but also to know that this is a serious topic for everyone out there.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Alive 90.5.